USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business after learning the second presidential debate in Miami set for next Thursday will be virtual. Former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is disappointed President Trump won't be showing up.
Well, it's too bad. I don't know why the president's afraid to participate in a debate. You know, all of us have had to get used to virtual formats, right? I mean, parents are having to deal with e-learning.
Mayor Pete making those comments on Fox News. Another 840,000 American workers filed for state unemployment benefits for the week ending October 3rd, a moderate drop of 9,000 from the previous week. Maryland and Illinois with the biggest jumps in unemployment claims. Meanwhile, the biggest drops were Texas and Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With a Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom sees no hurry to put out theme park reopening guidelines. Newsom saying on Wednesday the state doesn't anticipate any of the larger parks reopening until COVID-19 data becomes more stable. Disney recently announcing they're firing 28,000 employees. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has declined to charge Wauwatosa, Wisconsin police officer Joseph Masana in connection with the deadly shooting of an armed 17-year-old at an area mall earlier this year. That decision led to protests on the interstate. Black Lives Matter protesters also looted a gas station in Milwaukee and threw rocks and bricks at people's houses. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in the National Guard. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road on Thursday, campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona, the vice president holding a rally in a Phoenix suburb. As far as how the vice president did in that debate with vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris last night, former Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi helped the vice president prepare for that debate.
He did such a great job. You know, now it's reported Sarah did play the moderator in some of the debates with Scott Walker, of course, playing Kamala. Then I came in and I played Kamala and Scott Walker moderated. And he was prepared from day one because he knows the facts. And that's what I was saying the other day on your show to Ainsley. He didn't need to read a policy book. And that was so clear last night. You know, Kamala could not answer the question on foreign policy. She talked about Joe Biden and unity. And the vice president just nailed it because he's lived this. He's been with the American people and by President Trump's side for 3.5 years. He did a great job. He answered the military.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is denouncing a Washington Post piece for publishing a story about Amy Coney Barrett's affiliation with a Catholic charismatic group called People of Praise. McConnell, saying the secular left, says they're for progress, but they've just wandered back into the embarrassing tropes of the 1960s when some argued JFK would obey the Pope over national interest. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.